Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Margie Schaefer, and here's what's happening. Fleet Week is underway, but the Blue Angels are grounded, and U.S. Navy ships are staying away. KCBS's Matt Bigler tells us about some changes that have been made as the festivities continue.
The enlistment ceremony that kicks off Fleet Week in San Francisco was still held, but not on board a Navy vessel, which was the original plan, say Chris and Christina Rogers, whose son is enlisting in the Coast Guard.
Somewhat disappointing that it's not actually on a Navy ship for the swearing in.
Yeah, considering of Fleet Week, that would have been fun. But this is great.
You know, the government's got to do what it's got to do. Yeah. They'll work it out.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie made no mention of the government shutdown, but noted the city's deep connection to the Navy, which is celebrating its 250th anniversary.
Our shipyards, our waterfront, and our people have stood alongside the Navy for generations. And that tradition endures today.
Fleet Week organizers say other events will continue, although without military participation. In San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Canada's snowbirds flew over the Pacific Air Show in Huntington Beach over the weekend. The director of the Pacific Air Show, Kevin Elliott, telling the New York Times ahead of the event, "Thank God Canada's not the 51st state yet," referring, of course, to President Trump's threat to annex our northern neighbor. The Royal Canadian Air Force's snowbirds will also headline this year's Fleet Week Air Show beginning this Friday through the weekend as the Blue Angels are grounded for now. Ballots are in the mail today as early voting for the state special election gets underway, but in Santa Clara County, voters won't have the chance to approve or deny Proposition 50. KCBS's Shannon Golden reports there's a countywide special election happening, too, that could determine how the county approaches more than $1 billion in federal cuts.
More than a million residents in the county will have the chance to determine how Californians are represented in the U.S. House of Representatives.
It is absolutely pivotal that everyone in our community exercise their right to vote and participate.
But Santa Clara County Executive James Williams says voters will also decide this November on a county assessor, as well as Measure A, a general sales tax, which proponents say will soften the blow of federal cuts on county safety net services and hospital systems.
We're looking at over a $500 million gap, mostly in cuts to Medicaid for the upcoming fiscal year, and that amount more than doubling in the year thereafter.
Critics argue Measure A is too vague about how the money will be allocated. As residents cast their votes, they can drop them off at over 100 ballot boxes around the county.
At sites such as libraries, transit centers, city halls, and community landmarks.
Matt Morales with the County Registrar of Voters says in-person voting will be open later this month. In San Jose, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
And of course, Santa Clara voters are not excluded. They will also have the chance to approve or deny Proposition 50. They're calling it the Bad Bunny effect. Travel searches to the Silicon Valley have skyrocketed since the announcement of the performer will take the stage during the halftime show at the Super Bowl. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports.
510%. That's how much travel searches have gone up for the South Bay since the Bad Bunny announcement.
We've been preparing for months already.
Juan Campos is the manager of Burke's Restaurant in Santa Clara. He says they're getting reservation requests already, and they've secured a dining tent in order to expand for even more diners.
Since it's going to be winter, we get a tent that's heated, which has chandeliers in it, has heaters in it, and it makes it an extra dining room. The restaurant itself that we have is a pretty large restaurant. We sit 250 at one time. We have about three private rooms. And with the 10th, that's going to be our fourth one.
The Booking.com data specifically is for searches and not necessarily confirmed travel. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
OpenAI is unveiling an update that lets ChatGPT users control third-party apps at its annual developers event in San Francisco. For more, Holly Kwan spoke with Bloomberg's Seth Figerman.
How does this work? Is this a big improvement?
Big improvement. I mean, I think it's more convenient is what I would say. If you are someone who is chatting with ChatGPT and also has an inkling to understand, you know, what the best three-bedroom apartments look like in your neighborhood, and you don't want to close that app and open up Zillow or another apartment app, then this is great for you. You know, I think it's supposed to be turning ChatGPT into more of a central digital destination for you to take on a lot more of your tasks by integrating with third-party applications that you give approval to.
So it basically wants to keep you on their app, but allow you to do things that you might find necessary, like listening to music.
That's right. So if you want to create a playlist for the weekend, instead of going over to Spotify and doing that from scratch, you can connect it to Spotify, ask ChatGPT, make me a playlist, and then between those two wonderful apps, it'll create it automatically for you to peruse. So again, I think it's just going to be, how can we make ChatGPT your first and possibly last stop as you're thinking about what you need to do on the internet?
So in addition to, say, Spotify, what other apps are they going to be working with?
It's a mix. I mean, right now it's limited to, you know, half dozen or so: Expedia, Booking.com, Spotify, Canva, Figma. I should say that each or many of the companies that I just mentioned saw their stocks pop just at their mere mention during the event, which kind of tells you the state of play right now with OpenAI and its influence in the market. But the expectation is that developers will start integrating far more apps there in the coming months.
Okay, the big headline today was the OpenAI deal with AMD. It seems like every time you have some story about OpenAI, everybody stops and listens.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the AMD one is genuinely a blockbuster deal of sorts, though still not the biggest blockbuster deal that we've seen of OpenAI in recent weeks. But, you know, it's a deal that we expect to be worth, you know, tens of billions of dollars. OpenAI will use AMD chips to power its services. OpenAI will also get potentially a stake as much as 10% into AMD. AMD, for your listeners, is really kind of probably the leading rival to NVIDIA, which also has a very big blockbuster deal with OpenAI. So it just speaks to how central, again, OpenAI is in this market, in this infrastructure market, as it kind of spends on what feels like a bottomless need for computing power to support its services.
Okay, OpenAI also releasing software called Agent Kit. That's very intriguing. What does it do?
You know, the short answer is it makes it easier for other companies and developers to create and deploy agents in the workplace. The slightly longer answer would be that OpenAI, Anthropic, and other AI companies have spent a lot of this year talking up the potential of so-called agents that do more complex tasks on a user's behalf. So it's not just a chatbot asking it to spit out, you know, some lyrics. You're kind of saying, I'm in a workplace and I want you to do some research for me. I want you to code for me. I want you to do potentially, you know, high-stakes, valuable tasks for me. And, you know, to date, it's been a little bit of a hit or miss on how well these things perform. But what OpenAI is trying to do is just make it easier, more seamless for companies to tailor and create these tools and deploy them in the workplace.
Now, all of this was being done at the Developers Conference in San Francisco today. I always wonder, to what extent are these conferences, you know, a peek into, you know, what the company's really doing? Does it kind of give you any Easter eggs as to what's coming up?
You know, it is and it isn't. I think they've announced a lot of stuff leading up to this event that quite frankly overshadowed some of what came today. That said, I do think that there was a telling quote from the person who runs OpenAI's ChatGPT operation, Nick Turley, basically said, you know, we never meant to just build a chatbot. You know, we wanted to build a super assistant. And we got a little sidetracked, was his quote. And I think the idea, if you're trying to read the tea leaves here, is they're trying to show again and again that the kind of product that users discovered this company through in late 2022, chatting with a chatbot, is not necessarily the end of the story here. They want to continue to move beyond that form factor and create, you know, really an operating system of sorts that becomes really central to the way that we live and work.
That is Bloomberg Seth Feigerman, and you can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A new study published in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine finds that more and more doctors are leaving clinical practice. Dr. Lisa Rotenstein is the author and an assistant professor at UCSF. She says this has real implications for the care of everyone in the U.S.
Physicians who cared for patients who were more medically complex, patients who are older, or had a greater percentage of patients who were eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid, were more likely to leave clinical practice.
Study was based on Medicare data from 2013 to 2022. Costco now sells Ozempic and Wegovy at its pharmacies. Novo Nordisk, the Danish pharmaceutical firm that makes the weight loss drug, says Ozempic and Wegovy are available at Costco pharmacies across the country. A one-month supply of drugs at the retailer will run $499. It's the same price they are listed for on Novo Nordisk's direct-to-consumer website, as well as CVS and Walmart. Ozempic and Wegovy typically retail for around $1,300 and $1,600, respectively, according to GoodRx, which compares drug prices from different pharmacies. Costco executive members and Costco Citibank Visa card holders also receive an additional 2% discount. Members of the discount chain will still require a prescription to obtain the weight loss drugs. In Santa Cruz, one company is creating new ways to fix an old problem. Here's KCBS's Rebecca Gurion with more.
We've all done it, opened a package only to be left with a bunch of styrofoam that has nowhere to go but the trash. Cruz Foam is solving that problem. Here's John Feltz, the co-founder and CEO.
What we've developed is a sustainable foam that is made from predominantly waste, agricultural waste. We're looking at tackling really, really terrible materials like what most people commonly know as styrofoam or expanded polystyrene.
Expanded polystyrene, or XPS, is often used in consumer packaging, but it's very slow to degrade. And when it does break down, it releases microplastics and other pollutants. But Cruz Foam is different.
Our stuff degrades in about 8 weeks. It leaves no microplastics. I mean, it's essentially food. It's just, you know, the remnants of you know, the agricultural industry. And we've actually seen our material, when it degrades, benefit the soil.
But it's not just the materials that make Cruz Foam unique. It's their scalability that enables them to challenge others in the industry and be cost competitive.
Our ability to do that is the real breakthrough, alongside, you know, the fantastic attributes of the material itself.
Rebecca Gurion, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.